Blog Talk Radio.
When the Murrays discovered Gain Scentbeads, they fell in love with the irresistible scent. So did their dog, Roger. Gain Scentbeads keep even the stinkiest stuff smelling fresh.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I'm gonna stick to my guns, yeah.
just want to put it on him. Somebody out there knows what I'm singing about. Would you help me
sing the song?
This is a product of WBNN. This is the ON. This is a product of WBNN. This is Soul Genius Shampoo with Jetty A-Track. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Several years ago in Philadelphia, I found myself on the famous Philadelphia Museum of Art steps. You know, it's the same steps that was made famous by the movie Rocky. And after a group photo that was taken of all the active artists and performers in the city at that time, you know, it's an underground custom right now. My brother Kang and I engaged with another mind who, you know, had joined us for a little spat of words, if you will. See, the theme was focused on a crowd favorite, you know, amongst all the artists. And, you know, when I say it, you already know what it is. How can we make it? You know, how can we beat this crab bucket and this dog-eat-dog mentality, ideology, you know what I'm saying? The same reason why a lot of people think that the only way that they're going to be able to make it is to leave Philadelphia. And that's when I started to explain that most people really only catch the shadow of a result when the light and the matter casting the shadow was already gone ahead of them first. In other words, people only catch the results. They only catch the rewards, the glitz, the glam. So they don't know how to appreciate the process. They don't know how to acknowledge the grind from an external perspective. The real magic lies in the humble beginnings. And as if halted by conviction, an elderly white man that was walking down the steps around that time overheard what I just said. He turned around, he opened his mouth to talk, but his impatient wife urged him to keep moving forward. But it was then that I knew that he knew, too, the legitimacy in that jump. Good evening, world. From Lagos, Nigeria to Elkins Park, you are now tuned in to Soul Genius Shampoo with Jetty A-Track. And tonight, we'll be discussing humble beginnings and the origin of Soul Genius Shampoo. Dial in 516-453-9133 to listen in and press 1 to join the conversation. Much love to the most awesome, the most intelligent, the flyest brother on the ones and twos that's making sure that y'all groove the groove, Brother O. But before we go forward, some love from our sponsor. This program is brought to you in part by our sponsor, Auntie's Apothecary. Visit myauntiesapothecary.com, myauntiesapothecary.com. For your various flavors, for your health benefits, and to make sure that your physical, your mental, and your spiritual is aligned right with the smooth steep. It's a new season, y'all. And new seasons, that also means many sniffles few colds, lots of coughs. Make sure that y'all get y'all protection and y'all immunity in with some fly flavors, some great herbal science, including the new Steep Steam Whistle. It's a men's wellness blend for the brothers. This combo is targeted to help your reproductive hormonal health and to keep you moving and grooving when you just need that extra bit of energy to keep you moving. You dig? A healthy alternative to coffee as well, if I may add. And if that isn't enough for y'all, well, listen, we got ourselves a smooth opportunity. If y'all go on to myauntiesapothecary.com right now, y'all first purchase will be on me. Just put in the code 8TRACK, the number 8TRACK, for 15% on y'all first purchase. You dig? Make sure that y'all log on to myauntiesapothecary.com, myauntiesapothecary.com. Soul. A character of a spirit's texture felt through the vibrations delivered through each one of the five senses. Soul was inspired by soul assassins, the soul of genius, the soul of soul genius Champlu. And Soul Assassins is an album series by Cypress Hill's own DJ Mug. Shout out and salute. His way of blending soulful sounds that still had the perfect place for aggressive energy always resonated with me, especially at a time where I was dealing with a lot of self-anger and a lot of anger issues that I didn't know how to express. See, hip-hop was the perfect outlet for me when it came to that. Battling MCs, writing down rhymes, making metaphorical worlds in which my anger was able to live in a healthier place instead of being able to take that anger and use it to some detriment against my actual physical being or another person's physical being. In the LimeWire and SoundClick days, for those who know, I would so earnestly be on there trying to find beats, and that's when I was able to find many DJ Mugs instrumentals and came across the fact that he was a soulful brother. I also came across DJ Mugs and GZA, Grandmasters. Now, this marriage of two elements that I loved and respected, those two elements being Wu-Tang and Chess, opened up a whole new world and brand new horizons for me. My hat is forever tipped off towards Mugs as well as GZA after hearing that. One of the illest records that I ever heard from that collaboration from GZA, and mind you, we talking about GZA, Genius Zigzag Ziggler, same brother that helped to craft the Bible record, you know, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, the same brother who created the classic Liquid Swords. He made a record called Queen's Gambit. Y'all make sure that y'all YouTube, y'all get your hands on that Grandmaster's album. Trust and believe. It's a reason why the show is called Soul Genius Champlu. And with the record Queen's Gambit, he illustrated a whole interaction with women traversing through the city, and he used the metaphor of all the teams in the NFL and the way he tethered it and tied it in together. He made the canvas dance, y'all, and that's not an easy thing to do. See, it's the difference between splattering colors on the canvas and calling it art and being able to create depth, being able to create character with inanimate elements, being able to put 2D elements together and immerse the audience in a 3D, 4D, 5D world. The escape from the reality in which a person currently sits, that they may get lost or just travel within the realms of their mind, that their mind's eye may be able to dance once again and escape the monotony of technological dwindlings and numbings. This is why I respect and I put to high prestige and high regards MCs that could put words together and create worlds. It isn't an easy task, but once you know how to sharpen your sword, once you know exactly how masterfully Zen a samurai is able to put the sword back into the sheath and remove it, ready for action, you see that every single piece of motion is poetry. The words come to you. You don't go to it. Alignment is beautiful in that way, which is one of the reasons why soul resonates with me so much. You know, it's more than just trying to convince you. It's deeper than putting on a front. What it is the person themselves. And I'm not talking about us the way that you see as the avatar, the fleshly vessel. I'm talking about us, the spirits that inhabit the vessels, who we truly are. Sometimes we get caught up in the world where we're mistaken for what we see. The evils indeed. But we'll get more. It's just a little touch on the soul. We're going to touch upon a genius of the soul genius, Shamplu, and break down the entire concept of the show's title, The Groove, and what to come to expect from here on out on WBNN, Beverly Nation. But for right now, man, we got some marvelous grooves and some spectacular spinnings coming from Brother O right now. International, a player. Send us in with the next joint, you heard me.
Clap your hands, clap to get down.
Yeah.
Everybody come lay down.
Yeah.
Everybody is talking.
Nice question. What does humble beginners mean to you? Call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join in with your answer. The genius of Soul Genius Shampoo was inspired directly by the Jizzle. She had a heart that was cold as ice, usually with the G's when they roll the dice. Knew the fiends, knew the D's. She's your everyday, no more type of shawty. About 40, still driving up to college parties. Cool bead she wears on a cool neck. Every hot summer day on a stoop gets her wet. Such a hoot, she threw the coach to one set. Satisfy everybody's desire in one breath. She gives you top when you screw with her brain. It gets her pissed, she be totally drained. Refilled by the spirits. Every Sunday, she never went to church. Got the sermon from the pastor when he was off of work. The clerk told me you can find her out in aisle 3, sir. When I asked the clerk who shawty, I'm trying to meet her. The high school acquaintances, they met outside the bleachers. Little fine brown round with caramelized features. I smooth introduced myself to gang yardage. The proof of whether she gives next the main target, next the apartment. Stretch. She came off it, all of her clothes. Shorty got open like flea markets, smoking the weed, coughing, poking and weed talking. Tossed her a couple bones, the digger them leave wobbling. She likes it rough, you shaking, she's slobbering, squirting, lips running like coughing a plea bargain. Ease off it, shorty gives it to plenty men. Barker, I was on Black's heavy then. The conversation detours to particulars, in particular, all the X that was dicking off. Give it up to Andre, Sean, couple Christophers, Gary and Earl, even hit a couple X's up. For real, I was digging her. It's pretty common for me, but what it meant for her just to be with me precluded that I was into her. A dreamer, turned her into a believer. The girl was poison, she never could be a keeper. The soft voices, the moans in the zone, twist her out. You could witness the foam when she moans. Conversation took a turn to my bro. She got him up last week over the dough, and he was home with his hoe. Told her shorty it's apparent that you set him up. She moved over sharp, slowly getting up. Thirsty trick, no whistle, gotta wet you up. Outside blaring car horns and a scepter bus. I met her eye to eye. I peeled the cat back, followed by multiple shots in the homicide. To finalize, dumped the body with the town's mess. In the same way I bagged the broad in a brown dress. Tell them who your favorite DJ in the whole world is. The favorite DJ in the whole world is. The most thorough is DJ Brother O. Caller one on the line up on the queue. Who is you?
Hello, Daddy. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you?
I'm doing lovely and beautifully this evening. Tiana, it's great to hear you. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, so let me call the fire department real quick. You need the number on speed dial. I'm calling in to support your show and to say that I appreciate the way that you are able to articulate your thoughts You're very, very thorough in the way that you speak and the way you express yourself, and you're very self-aware, and that's definitely a great quality to have as an individual. And I want to know, at what point in your life did you become self-aware of things you needed to change? And for those people out there listening, if they haven't got to that point yet, what would you recommend for them to get in that self-awareness that you have?
That's a beautiful question. The first and foremost, I got to say, if it wasn't for God, I would be lost. It wasn't any self-aware journey I ever took on my own. It would be for naught if it weren't for God. So that's first and foremost. I had instances in my life where I had to put God first, and my mom always instilled that in me. So that was my saving grace. But the work that I put in myself, I would say that the first instance of the work that I put in started when I first started rapping. I started when I was like 13. I was just writing raps to go to school and battle my homies with. And at the time, the most popular rap was gangster rap. So I would go and Google and ask G's all the type of guns that you could ever think of, just so that I could have something to rap about. You know what I mean? And
I remember
ask G's. And it took a little while for me to recognize. It took maybe a couple years, and I sat with myself and I said, you know what, I always wanted to be signed, but I said, you know what, all this gun talk that I'm talking, if I ever get signed and somebody ever decide to pull my card because of everything that I'm talking about, I have nobody to blame but myself. And it was that time. It was one of my first instances where I had to reflect. I had to sit down with myself and go, yo, Jetty, you're not no gangster. Like, you came from the hood, but you ain't a hood brother. Like, you ain't a thug. You ain't a gangster. You ain't none of that, you know? So what are we going to do? What story do we have to tell? What are we going to speak about ourselves regarding our lyricism or whatnot?
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, I just definitely want to congratulate you, and I'm glad that you're definitely a part of the WBNN family in Beverly Nation. Definitely want to congratulate you, and I knew you'd make it. I knew it. So my show will be June 2nd, The Power of Thoughts, at 9:30. Did I say this time? Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course, of course. And for everybody that's listening, y'all make sure that y'all tune in June 2nd, 9:30. Sianna Speaks. Thank you so much. Hey, check. Caller number two in the queue. Who is you?
Hey, Jetty. It's Jerry Petito. How you doing, sweetie?
Oh, I'm doing lovely, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I just heard you, you know, talk about, like, God. And, you know, can I read a very short poem out of my book called Faith?
Oh, please do.
Okay. Put your faith in something greater. Do it now. Don't wait till later. Lord, my God, please keep me sane. I need a switch to shut off my brain. When I feel shattered, broken, and torn, when I ache and cry, I'm tired and worn, you lift me up and wipe my tears. You whisper gently to have no fears. For my free will has lost control. To get it back will be my goal. I need to just have faith in you, because there's nothing more that I can do. That's for you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That line about free will, losing control, and to get it back is your goal, that hit me. I walked through the fires of hell dealing with that line right there. That hit me. That's some beautiful word wizardry right there. Thank you so much, Jared.
Yes. Without God, I don't know where I'd be either, sweetheart. So I'm so happy that you're so blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. That right there is Miss Jerry. Y'all tune into the show whenever she drops hers, whenever she joins. I don't know if she's still on the line. If she's still on the line,
yes.
Please tell the people.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, please tell the people when they can join and call in.
My show is the last Tuesday of this month. I think it's the 30th, 9:30, of course. And Beverly Bremers, she was the one who made the song Don't Say You Don't Remember Famous. So
right on.
He's going to be my guest, guys. Thank you, sweetheart. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate you so much. Now, back to where we do what we do, what we do. Masterful grooves from a brother who still has the spirit of the youth. moving across and doing exactly what he does for the people that's listening from below to above. Here comes the most international. Brother O, come on, brother.
Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Mr. International, with a mind that shines like a hero's gold, playing that, D'Angelo, godfather of Neo Soul. Tonight's question, what does humble beginnings mean to you? Call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join in with your answer. Now, that last verse that I performed was directly inspired by GZA and the record Queen's Gambit, NFL, that's on the DJ Muggs versus GZA Grandmaster CD, album, LP, masterpiece, project, or what have you. See, for me, good lyricism always inspires me to write something better, or at the least hang in the same stratosphere with the greats who inspired me in the first place. But now that y'all have the definition of the soul and the genius behind Soul Genius Shampoo, well, here's the question that's on everybody's mind when you see the title. What the heck is a shampoo? Shampoo. Originating from the Japanese word shampuru, meaning mixed up or stirred up. A direct tribute to the legendary anime and the beautifully illustrated story, Samurai Champloo. Samurai Champloo, quick synopsis, is about a kid, teenager for real, who lost her mother at a young age and whose father walked out on her and her mother when she was just a child. And the only thing that she could remember about her father was that he was a samurai that smelt of sunflowers. So she went her whole life trying to find her father. And the only thing that she had to give people as a descriptor was, do you know of anybody, of any samurai that smells like sunflowers? And one day while she was working in the back of a kitchen, you know, the magistrate's son came through. You know how high, some of these high dignitaries, you know what I'm saying, they got kids that come from Silver Spoon, so they don't know the value of a wooden one, you know what I'm saying? They came up in there, they started acting up, you know what I'm saying, trouble ensued. And then this little girl, she messed up on the order, and the consequences of that, according to the magistrate's son, was going to be, well, you know, you got to give me something for me to hold. If y'all know what I mean, I'm going to take a finger off of you. At that moment, one of the samurais, that's one of the three protagonists, walked in. And his name was Mugen, Wild Style. The entire character of Mugen was based upon the breakdancing element of hip-hop because he was so wild, and most of his movements mimicked that and emulated, I should say that. And he was completely anarchist, went against the system, didn't care. So eventually, a fight broke out because he craves fights. He fought against the magistrate's son and his people. You know what I mean? Soon after that, another samurai walks in. Now, his name was Jin. That's my friend. Cool, calm, and collective. Wherever he goes, a stillness. He saw the fight, walked right back out. But Mugen already caught him. They started fighting. So long story short, the entire series of Samurai Champloo was based around these two samurais, the crazy wild one Mugen and the soft, smooth, calm, collected one Jin, being unofficial bodyguards to this little 19-year-old girl who's trying to find her father that smells of sunflower seeds, and the entire journey throughout Japan. The reason why this hits so hard, outside of the fact that it's such a beautifully rendered tale, is because before my mother transitioned, it became one of her favorite things to watch. You see, it's so important to me because when I was growing up, my mom always expressed the distaste to many cartoons and all the video games I played. So I never thought a day would come where we would be able to find common grounds with something that I appreciated so much so that she took it And it resonated with her very soul. It resonated with her very heart. See, my mother was always a lover of stories. She was a storyteller herself. And her favorite character happened to be Mugen, the crazy wild one that breakdanced and all that, you know, always against the established order. And my favorite was Jin, the cool, calm, and collected, you know what I'm saying? So Samurai Champloo is where the Champloo comes from, and Soul Genius Champloo. Rest in paradise to my mother, Rose Fasina Kulubo Suni. But we just call her Kulubo, which means queen in the village that she comes from. I love you, mommy. But right now, we got ourselves a caller three up in the queue. So represent and tell the people who is you. Now come through.
Peace. This is the tribal name of Huni Barkatun, and my pen and stage name is Master Tal, Magic Man Haru. Definitely feeling this show, Jetty 8-Track, man, I'm telling you. You know, I heard the beginning of your show, and you spoke about soul. You also posed a question about humble beginning, and that actually takes me back to us as soul people before there was a beginning. And when I look at the creativity of what you're bringing to our great company, and that's what made us different. That's what allowed us to endure some of the most inhumane, indescribable. Sometimes, I mean, it's like it gave us the willpower to endure. And that creative nature, like I'm hearing you bring this element to our great company, that's what made us different. Not only right. that, it enabled us to endure some of the most outlandish stuff that you can imagine. So me listening to you tonight, you know, it's like it's renewing my faith that the soul is definitely being reanimated or re-stimulated by ones like yourself and many of us here at our great company, okay? But I'm also a host of WBNN. My next show will be June 1st, and I'll be bringing my own blood brother, the only other son of my mother. And we'll be talking about brotherly love and also turning or returning the hearts of the fathers towards their children.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Oh, I love that. I love that. Magic Man Bakatsun, I appreciate you. I thank you for your words, your blessings. And for everybody that's listening, make sure that y'all tune in June 1st, 9:30, Magic Man Show. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, G. I appreciate you, brother. Now, for those who don't know. International, highly respected, globally represented, and don't you ever mix up or mess up the method. DJ Brother O, come on, man, bless us with a little bit of something.
Jetty, I got you, man. My name Olad T. Stop playing with me.
Want the pie, why is why? Till we fry, watch us all stand in line. Most like the devil's pie. Drugs and thugs, women's wine. Three to four at a time. Watch them all stand in line. Most like the devil's pie.
Who am I? Just a pie. Myself, feel the high of all that I despise. Behind the gym or in the grave, have to live. Bet I may. And if I die before I wake, I hope the Lord don't hesitate. Get the hell, went through hell, feel my peace. All is well, and all them fools, so for sale, sitting next to just hell. Demons scream in my head. Watch the song, stand in line, looks like some devil's mind.
do this dish. Goes like this. Here's the list. Materialistic, greed and lust, jealousy, envious, break those chest cheese, flash and stash, cash and cream, temperatures of high degrees, niggas come to peace.
Hell is this all about? Apocalypse, ain't no doubt.
Everybody's holding out, on the loop, on the clout, right or wrong, you do or die.
Only vengeance can pacify.
Watch your back, so will I. In these days and times,
off the slides, on the fire. Why is why, till we fry. Watch us all, stand in line. Folks like some devil's pie. Drunk the thugs, women wine. Three or four, at a time. Watch them all, stand in line. Folks like some devil's pie.
I let the passion and the devotion unfurl. Hey, heroes, tell them who your favorite DJ in the world, international DJ, Brother O. Let's be specific and let's keep it clear and keep y'all tuned in right here. Now, what I also didn't mention, that's a strong, strong element to what Shamplu means in this whole entire mix, is the element of New Jabez, soulful Japanese producer that we lost to the essence, or was refound in the essence a few years back. Rest in power and rest in paradise to New Jabez. We'll get to that right after we also say what we need to say to the listeners that's on the line and to the people who are listening right now. Check it out. Check it out. Tonight's question: what does humble beginnings mean to you? Call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join in. The frequency of attraction. The reason why it was so important to mention New Jabez is because with everything in alignment, everything matters. There's no such thing as arbitrary. There's no such thing as something that's so peripheral that it becomes non-elemental, that it becomes a non-existent fraction, fractal, or means of being able to bring about the equation's solution. March 2020, I attended a Nujabes tribute concert in Philadelphia. So many cultures and cliques that came together in harmony for the sole purpose of celebrating the life and works of this brilliant producer. Now, if y'all remember, 2020 was a hell of a year for all of us people, especially around the spring off, because it was around this time that fear started to settle many of our hearts. A new disease that was being brought to the forefront of a lot of people's television screens and even more people's homes and existences. There was a whole new world of segregation that was being implemented. It was nasty. The things that we do for survival. So it was even more impactful to see that everybody came together, still mindful of what was going on, but embracing each other without even physical contact. But there was no fear of the next person. You know, there was no apprehension in showing love and jumping up and down and reciting these words that is brilliant, this mindfully sound and soulfully imbued producer. Only thing that was in the building that night was harmony. Definitely revitalization for the spirit. The same night, Jay Electronica's first album streamed on IG, A Written Testimony. Now, if you're in the culture of hip-hop, you know how heavy that was, because Jay Electronica is one of those Martian MCs that throughout the last 12, 13 years would profess and was a professional in being a masterful feature verse layer. And as far as his singles, you know, Exhibit A, B, C, you know, beautifully rendered, masterfully illustrated gems, you know. So it was even more of a stimulation for me, knowing that as soon as I left a tribute concert to Nujabes, celebrating the life of after somebody transitioned, we were ushering the life of somebody that was transitioning into the game officially with their official first album. Same night was the night of the lockdown and the quarantine. It was the last night of quote-unquote freedom that we had. The very next morning, everything shut down. Quarantine, lockdown. Couldn't leave your homes unless you had to explicitly move. In the case of survival, that being needing to go shopping for food or to go outside and exercise. That's when they started to release the mandate a little bit more. You know what I mean? Understand that you can't just have everybody locked in. People go stir crazy. Cabin fever is real, y'all. Before we get to the rest of this, and we tie in exactly what the frequency of attraction is through the rest of this illustration and this narrative right here, it's only right that we make things clear. Hey, caller four up in the queue, who is you? Hey, tell us what it do and what we need to do to groove.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me on. My name is Matthew Graham. I'm calling from South Jersey. I love your show. I tuned in from the beginning. You mentioned a couple things. I had to catch on. Like, you threw me off when you were scratching with your mouth. I was like, all right, am I, like, missing something? But I see what you're doing. It's kind of like the... like a sound effect, and it looks like I think his name is Razul from the Roots. But yeah, I love what you're doing. Definitely, I heard you spitting some lyrics. You were talking about Jizzes. He's definitely one of the most underrated MCs out there. As far as storyline, vocab, Killer Hill is one of the best stories from beginning to end. Like, it's like watching a movie unfold.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something, the humble beginnings. As far as is while talking about music, as far as humble beginnings in music, you reminded me of like when I was younger and I was in the project, and the only way we could even tune into any hip hop like was to take the wire off of a radio that we have and try to connect it to something else, metallic outside the window frame, and try to get like a cable wire connected to it so we could try to pick up Power 99. It was all the way up in Philadelphia. And
wow.
There's a guy by the name of Mike Jackson, I believe, that was on there. He was dropping a bunch of new songs by like, who was out back then? Like Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick and all of them guys. But you reminded me when you said that how a lot of this has changed and things have went from like hoping to have like a new pair of like Pumas that are suede or Shell Top Adidas to now people want like Rolls Royce Phantom or a mansion with like a helicopter in the back of their house or like Rolexes and crazy. I mean, certain things really way out there. But in another token, when you mentioned the humble beginnings thing, it made me think about like our lives in general as human beings here. And when Jerry Petito said that beautiful poem, it made me think as well. It made me think that was like a great poem. And it made me think about life in general, spiritual life, physical life, how as we get older, we seem to need other things to fascinate us, technological things. We want to see bright lights around a casino, people dancing and like, you know, all of this music, fancy cars. When we're younger, as humble beginnings, we could be completely fascinated with just going outside, sitting down with our legs crossed Indian style, looking down at the dirt, picking up like daffodils and blowing them in the wind, looking at blades of grass, ladybugs crawling on our fingers. And our fascination with God's creation, with what this is, the rain that comes out the sky, the simpler things in life is so much different from the humble beginnings as we are as children to what we become as adults in this region of the world. That's what you made me think of when you mentioned humble beginnings.
Yes,
but I just figured I could call and let you know I really love your show and kind of share that with you.
Yo, Matthew, I appreciate you, brother. I take these words as a blessing and words of affirmation as well. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for joining with your gems and adding it to the pot of what we cooking right here, brother. I appreciate you. I love you, man. And for those who don't know, back to where we supposed to be. Keep it close to you and keep it close to me. Just like a Catholic with his rosary. Hey, brother, oh, keep things moving how it's supposed to, G.
Playing that shit now.
Tonight's question, what does humble beginnings mean to you? Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join in the conversations and the vibrations. Now, 7 years prior to this frequency of attraction narrative that began with me attending the Nucha Bass concert, tribute concert in Philly, it happened to be the same night as Jay Electronica's first album streaming on IG. It happened to be the same night that was the last quote-unquote night of freedom before we went into lockdown quarantine. 7 years before all of this, Soul Genius Shampoo was something that I quietly spoke about in my ongoings and in my networkings because it was a title for a mixtape series. You see, before I even had the blessing and the honor of being able to call my own show with the WBNN and the Beverly Nation Network, I had nothing more than a mixtape title to my name, several, and SGC, Soul Genius Shampoo, was one of them. But I didn't talk about it too much because I didn't manifest it in terms of recording it and you know, putting the things together to make it a marketable, tangible product. At the time, I just had compositions, you know, verses and songs that I wrote to Nucha Bass Productions. And Nucha Bass is heavy because he's one of the producers of Samurai Champloo. And one of the reasons why Samurai Champloo is so heavy in the vibration of hip-hop. But the funny thing is, the more I kept it to myself, the more I built a certain type of value to it. I didn't saturate any markets with it. I didn't go out to social media world and let the world know about what I had before it was time. You know what I'm saying? I let it incubate. I let it gestate. You know what I'm saying? I let it grow, girth up a bit. You dig? So for those that I entrusted at the time, I found something funny began to happen. You see, as I mentioned the name to the few and far between that I was mentioning the name to, I found that I was gaining access with other MCs and artists who were familiar with the anime and familiar with Nucha Bass. It allowed me to walk in a different room. It allowed me to sit down with people differently because they seen what I was into. They could glean into the very character and the fiber of my being. It's more than just a rapper that was putting bars together. It also helped to link me with my now sister, AP Young. Shout out to AP Young, y'all. Who, upon hearing the title, revealed to me that her poet pen name was Soul Genius. Now, this is at a time where we first met, and I met her on the set of a dope rapper MC in the Philadelphia area's music video. I just came upon as an extra. She was managing homeboy, but when I stepped up on the scene, I was dressed to the T's. Wasn't playing around when it came to this thing. We had the whole science broke down. Shout out to Kang and shout out to Hi-Fi Touch. I'm telling you, when we stepped. We came out into the game, we came out into the energy and the atmosphere of everything that was going on with cats that was rapping, that was singing, and we first did our knowledge. We did the knowledge. We knew the ledge. I was talking to many people, gathering information about, you know, what's missing. And when we came and we stepped up with what we stepped up with, we made things shape. My sister was able to acknowledge that. And to this day, she's a lifelong family member, my sister. Confidence within new frequencies. You see, being self-conscious could have tempted me at any point in time during my journey with this name, with insecurities, using a name like Soul Genius Shampoo, fearful that I could be laughed at or that it wouldn't be understood or that it was too long of a title, you know? And trust and believe, people, If you go through the cookie-cutter methods of managers that don't believe in you, they only see what they can get out of you in terms of a dollar bill or two. If you surround yourself by a whole bunch of yes men and not the people that are going to sit down with you and actually critique you based upon the facts and the truths that they know about you, oh, man, if you just chasing a digit and a unit out here, the numbers that trickle down in that cascade in the ever-growing matrix, man, you're going to be completely bamboozled in thinking that your own creative thoughts and facilities betray you and that the only person to listen to is the person that's going to put you in a room with a whole bunch of other people in whom the only people they listen to are the people that put them in the same room. So nobody stands out. Who's the real Slim Shady? Put the name aside. I never trashed it. There was a lot of things that I had going. I picked up new names, but I never trashed the name Soul Genius Shampoo. I knew that it had some value to it. You know what I'm saying? And now from a mere mixtape series title that was meant to be a tribute to New Jabez, meant to be a tribute to DJ Muggs, meant to be a tribute to GZA, that would have gotten maybe a mere couple of dozen listens on your favorite SoundCloud link or on MySpace or what have you at the time, became the name of a radio show that's linked me to a network that's serving over 22 million listeners, y'all. Can't tell me God makes any mistakes. Have faith and confidence in your frequency. And just because you have an idea that doesn't sit in the now doesn't mean that you don't have an idea that's valuable. And with that being said, hey, Brother O, spin something for their head top right quick. You dig?
Don't be confused with the way
caller number five. Yeah, you tuned in live with Brother O and I. Now tell me who was you since you up in the queue. You did.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your baby mom was fronting on the food stamps this month because she trying to have a hood rat crab leg party with her thigh cousins. What's good?
Clever, what's going on with you, girl?
What's good with you? You know what I'm saying? You're lighting their ass up tonight, huh, my brother? Yes, you are.
You already, man. We know nothing else. We know nothing else, brother.
So, look, man, I understand, right? You're sounding like a historian on this hip-hop stuff here going on every now and then that I'm chiming in here. You know what I mean? I'm just curious. Just ask me any question. Just out of curiosity of this hip-hop thing, you know what I mean? Based on what you think you might know, you know what I'm saying, or what we might know together.
Ooh, ooh. All right, flip the table on me. I got you on a question. This is going to be a philosophical one, you know what I'm saying? But what does 1988 mean to you?
1988, what made 1988 means to me is the primary peak of the golden era of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? 1988 is actually the year that we established the low-life movement as a movement, you know what I'm saying, where the crews connected in 88, you know what I'm saying? 88 was like the most, I can kind of identify, like I said, the golden era of hip-hop where everything was pristine and its authenticity, you know what I'm saying? Also, you know what I mean, about that 88 was a good year, that was the rise of the Juice Crew. You know what I mean? Mm. It was kind of like the reign of the Juice Crew. 88 was like the reign of the Juice Crew, I'll say. That's what I'll say, you know what I'm saying? Selling crack, you know what I'm saying? Fila sweatsuits, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, EPMD and Juice Crew was, you know, 88, man. And again, like I said, you know what I'm saying, shout out to all my low lives all over the world, low was life, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to appreciate the movement because, you know, based on the impact that we have, you know what I'm saying, on the culture of hip-hop, you know, for decades of time, you know what I'm saying, you know, 88 was a primary year for those who do not know it. And anybody that's hip-hopping out here to this day, go back, do your history on this year, you know what I'm saying? These golden era years of that part of the culture, you know what I mean? Rap yeah. Part of the hip-hop culture, 88 was a primary year, you know what I'm saying? Yes, it was. Sure. Clef One will have to say that.
For sure, Clef. I appreciate you. It was the reason I asked you that question because I was too young to know what was going on. 88 is the year that my mother pushed me from the womb to this side of the world, you dig? So I was too young to understand what was going on. So I appreciate you, and I bless you for that statement, brother.
Yes, sir. You know what I mean? And I just want to let you know, you know what I'm saying? Clef One will be hang gliding, building bricks, standing sticks, you know what I'm saying? A month from yesterday, Wednesday, they better believe it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We'd be chess boxing, you know what I mean? A month from yesterday, you know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your two-year-old grandson know how to pull off a Zoom meeting on the iPhone, but he don't know how to change no goddamn diapers. Check your satellite.
Hey, check it, man. Y'all heard what it is. Third Wednesday of next month. Woo Wednesday. Y'all tuning in to Clef One 9:30, man. Show some love to the guards, you dig? Hey, check. Hey, check. Caller number six. You in the mix. So tell us what it is.
In the 90s, in the 2000s, until we got the phones finally, like 809, I've been like, what, 5, 6.
brother, you kind of in and out now.
No, that's fine. That call wasn't ready, and that's okay. We appreciate the call calling in, but you know, of course, go to your final statements tonight. You know what I mean? All that, man. 88. Well, I remember 88. You know what I mean? Steezo. You know, I remember Slick Rick and his album. I remember Boogie Down Productions. You know what I mean? You know, their second album after Scott La Rock. I'm gonna stop talking, man. The final thought.
I appreciate you, brother. Oh, hey, check, man. Final thoughts, closing words. What we going to leave on this here stage before we close out? First of all, thank y'all all for tuning in, for every caller that called in, for every ear that's tuned in and listening right now to the frequency and the vibration brought to you by WBNN, Beverly Nation, International Greatness, Brother O, and yours truly, Jetty A-Track. I send my love and I send my flowers to you. I appreciate you. And that's for me. Man, I'm just a brother that was born out in Brooklyn. Made his transition and moving throughout the East Coast with his mom before his mother was able to move to the Essence. Was blessed with so much, and I'm humbled for that. It's the reason why I called this first show outside of the internship, Humble Beginnings. See, the thing is, from the cradle to the grave, the only thing that's going to be our savior outside of Christ and outside of God, confidence in the frequency that you walk in. So it doesn't matter if it's on the steps of a Philadelphia Museum of Art and you speaking some knowledge and the old white man decides to turn around and opens his mouth and he doesn't utter a sound. So when it's your own mind, it's the ICU bed. And the only thing that she can do is lock eyes with you because the intubation tool done ruined her vocal cords and she can't speak. Some things you got to feel. That's all I got to say to that. Soul Genius Shampoo, much love to you. And golden time next.
A great D'Angelo tonight, giving you the soundtrack of your lives. And of course, the wonderful JDA track and his wonderful transcript tonight on these outstanding WBN stations. And of course, congratulations to you, the 2023 class, that rookie class of greatness. JDA track on his third WBN all-time connection record and third consecutive, going from intern to host. For a great, great, great number. Congratulations, JDA Track, on the, you know, what we do best is recruit. Since Club One, we have not hired any bums. I don't know. David is the greatest. Tomorrow night, we come back on with Mo Garman, Class 2021, and, of course, the wonderful Breaking the Silence right here, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBN has advertising to Ghosty Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at Ghosty _ Time. Or look at Malibu Ghosty at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Olay, that goes with my and gmail.com. Diane. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Olay Malibu Ghosty, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to, again, the class of 2023 of Beverly Nation's history, 10 years in running, Mr. Jetty A-Track. Congratulations on your wonderful championship honoring Darlene Lawrence and that stead in championship.
I appreciate you, brother. I'm just putting colors to the canvas. That's all. God's blessed me with a gift and the opportunity for me to share it. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. Shout out and much love to WBNN, to Beverly Nation, and to you for the wonderful, the beautiful, the absolutely amazing style and things that you do, bringing us the grooves that you do, brother.